Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Wind advisory for today, as we'll continue with scattered rain showers early, cloudy skies mid-50s, wind gust at 45. Tonight, cloudy early, then decreasing clouds, lower 40s, with wind gust at 35. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, in the upper 50s, wind gust 30. Tomorrow night, clear skies, 31, and Saturday and Sunday, mostly sunny skies. Right now, it's 48.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Federal officials say progress on a national biodefense lab in Manhattan is being delayed. Officials said earlier this year the National Bio and Agro Defense Facility would be substantially completed this month. Federal officials now say the construction is expected to finish next spring and the laboratory commissioned in the summer. The Manhattan Mercury reports the Department of Homeland Security says technology upgrades and equipment installation are taking longer than expected. Once it's completed, researchers at NBAF will study diseases that can spread from animals to humans. Kansas State Representative Russ Jennings has died. House Speaker Ron Reichman Jr. on Wednesday announced that 66-year-old Jennings, a Lakin Republican, died from cancer on Wednesday morning. Reichman said he learned of the death from Jennings' family. Before his election, Jennings served as Commissioner of Juvenile Justice for the Kansas Juvenile Justice Authority from 2007 to 2010. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News. On your side.
Too many Kansans don't have access to the affordable high-speed internet they need to work, attend school, see the doctor, and avoid isolation. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit aarp.org/EBB, paid for by AARP.
Montgomery County law enforcement authorities are investigating three suspects on multiple charges, including counterfeiting. Just after 10 a.m. on October 21st, the U.S. Secret Service agents, the KBI, sheriff's deputies, and police served a search warrant at 2001 West Laurel No. 5 in Independence, Kansas. Authorities encountered four suspects, detained them, and conducted a search of the residence. That's where they found evidence of counterfeiting U.S. currency, meth, and drug paraphernalia. Officials booked 40-year-old Brandy Mulkey and 38-year-old Ernest Hufford on requested drug charges. They also booked 21-year-old Adeline Mattis on requested drug and forgery charges. Police in southwestern Kansas say five family members are fighting for their lives after being sickened by carbon monoxide. Police were called Monday to a home in Dodge City where they encountered thick vehicle exhaust and found five men unconscious and critically ill. Investigators say the poisoning was an accident caused when one of the men left a vehicle running in the home's closed garage. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Power up your child's curiosity. Upgrade your router today and just imagine the results tomorrow. From history sites making the past come alive to science sites with tours of outer space, the internet is brimming with ways to inspire curiosity. Help your child take this curiosity to a higher level with Blue Valley's managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home Bundle. Get free installation and the first month free for both managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home. Visit BlueValley.net today.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts has split with former President Donald Trump over which Republican candidate should become governor after Ricketts leaves office. Trump on Monday endorsed Falls City businessman Charles Herbster, a close political ally. Shortly after the announcement, Ricketts released a statement arguing that Herbster isn't qualified to serve as governor. Trump praised Herbster as a successful businessman who will fight for farmers and ranchers, support veterans, and protect gun rights. Ricketts hasn't formally endorsed a candidate in the GOP governor's primary race, but he has made several public appearances with University of Nebraska Regent Jim Pillen. A Western Nebraska rancher and farmer has been indicted on 4 federal counts of bank fraud and 1 count of making a false statement after prosecutors say he lied to bank officials about his assets and debt load in an effort to secure more than $11 million in loans. The indictment is against 62-year-old George Lykos. This is Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Hi, I'm Laura Howard, Secretary of the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services. In Kansas, there are more than 540,000 people on Medicare, and each day, nearly 10,000 new people enroll nationwide. While Medicare enrollment can seem daunting, it doesn't have to be. That's where SHIC, or the Senior Health Insurance Counseling for Kansas program, comes in. The SHIC program provides seniors across Kansas trusted and unbiased help about Medicare benefits. SHIC counselors provide all the information and options available so you can make an informed decision about your Medicare coverage. We look forward to helping you navigate your way to a Medicare plan that is right for you. The number to call to find your local SHIC counselor is 1-800-860-5260.
Sponsored by the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services and Administration for Community Living, Department of Health and Human Services, and aired in cooperation with this station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Many farmers wrapped up the fall harvest this past weekend before rains moved in, with many others in the final stretch. Yields depended on precipitation received over the summer. However, most yields were excellent and better than recent years. In the Blue Rapids area, corn 150 to 200 bushel, beans around 35 bushel per acre, with the highest yields around 75, milo around 150 bushels an acre. In the Hanover area, it was better to the south, corn averaging just 100, 125 bushels north. Farmers south reporting 170 to 190 bushels an acre. Corn followed those yield reports. In the Frankfort area, they averaged around 160 bushels for corn, beans 30 to 60 bushels, depending on the area. In Odell, many areas received less precipitation. However, some of the corn producing around 150 bushels dry land. Irrigated corn topped 200 up to 250 bushels an acre. Soybeans in the mid-30s dry land, and around 100 bushel soybeans on irrigated ground. COVID cases fall in Washington County, with 36 active this week, including 3 hospitalizations. The positive COVID count down 20 cases from a week ago in Washington County. United Bank and Trust, headquartered in Marysville, is acquiring 3 branch locations from Equity Bank, those in Concordia, Belleville, and Clyde. Following the transaction, United Bank will operate 17 locations in 7 Kansas counties. United Bank is a $738 million financial institution and will add another $53 million in deposits when this transaction is complete. Thursday is Black Squirrel Night in Marysville, with a trunk-or-treat downtown, 4:30 until 7. Black Squirrels on Parade will highlight recently restored mascots in the Kester House Gardens and will kick off the 50th annual Black Squirrel Celebration, which will continue throughout the next year. Pumpkin carving will be on display at the historic Union Pacific Depot. Entries are welcome from all ages and individuals or groups today from 10 until 4. The display open to the public this evening, 4 until 9, with public voting and cash prizes. Guessing games and activities planned at the Kester House Museum and Gardens, 4:30 till 7, with cash prizes, including a $50 cash prize. Marysville High School Band performs at 5:45, Footloose Dancers at 6. The annual Children and Adults Costume Contest begins at 7. Complimentary Black Squirrel donuts and hot coffee will be served downtown this evening during Black Squirrel Night. A final informational meeting for patrons of USD 108 Washington County for the school bond issue is to be held Thursday evening at 7 in the Washington High School cafeteria. Marshall County Agency on Aging will distribute commodities on Friday. These are open to anyone from Marshall County, no income requirements. They will include butter and cheese. The box is handed out from the South Bus Bay at the Helvering Center Friday from 9 to 11 a.m. A milling project that will impact multiple locations including Marshall and Nemaha County, is scheduled to begin Friday with a permitting. Work is expected to be completed within a day, with traffic restricted to one lane, with flaggers and a pilot car at some locations. Drivers may expect brief delays. Work Friday in Marshall County on U.S. 36 from the K-87 Junction East, K-9 from the K-87 Junction East, and K-99 from Frankfort North to the U.S. 36 K-99 Junction. Work on Monday is focused in Nemaha County on U.S. 36 in Seneca, K-9 from the western county line to Corning, and K-63 from the south county line north to the southern K-9 Junction. Stephen G. Steve Moorhead, age 69, of Blue Springs, passed away October 11th. Private interment at the Burchard Cemetery. Family will greet friends Friday 10 until noon at the Fox Funeral Home of Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Steve Moorhead. Marion L. Gross, age 87, of Lynn, passed away Sunday. Funeral Mass Friday 10:30 at St. Augustine Catholic Church. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Vigil service Thursday at 7 p.m. Visitation Thursday 1 until 5 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Marion Gross. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, tuna casserole, a biscuit, mixed vegetables and grapes. Tomorrow, chicken salad sandwich, vegetable soup, celery and carrots, and fresh fruit. KNDY News Time, 7:15.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Don't miss the Trunk or Treat in downtown Marysville, 4:30 to 7. Music brought to you by the following sponsors. Great food, great service at El Ranchero Mexican Restaurant. Sit back, relax, and enjoy a queso while you wait for freshly made Mexican specialties. Get spooky with Garden of Eden flowers and gifts. They're totally stocked with fall and Halloween decor, gifts, and floral arrangements at the Garden of Eden. South Hill Pottery is taking appointments for paint-it-yourself gifts and custom commissions for the upcoming holiday season. Set your festive table with an heirloom piece created by South Hill Pottery. Eddie's Barbershop is offering fresh fades, beard trims, and razor cuts. Experience the old-fashioned barbershop camaraderie at Eddie's Barbershop.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska.
Looking at the surface map, we have this low pressure system still moving off towards the east. We're going to see lingering rain showers here early, otherwise cloudy skies with clouds lingering into tonight. Behind the system, we're seeing some gusty winds out of the north-northwest. We'll see wind gusts across the area, 45 to 50 miles per hour. Otherwise, high pressure system moves in for tomorrow. Sunny skies, and we'll see quiet weather continuing into the weekend. So across the area, wind advisory, otherwise lingering rain showers early. Mid-50s, wind gusts as high as 45 to 50 miles an hour. Tonight, cloudy early, decreasing clouds, lower 40s with wind gusts at 35. For tomorrow, mostly sunny and breezy in the upper 50s. Tomorrow night, clear skies, lower 30s. As we head into Saturday, we're looking at mostly sunny skies, lower 60s. That's a look at your forecast. This is meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature late October 64, record high on this date 84, the average low 39 and the record low 16. Sunrise this morning 7:51, sunset this evening 6:31. We were right at 2 inches of rain so far this week at the KNDY studios. Breezy and 48 degrees this morning in Marysville. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 28th of October. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Breakfast. Who doesn't want eggs and hash browns, pancakes and French toast, biscuits and gravy, and homemade pastries? Empty Cup Coffee Bar and Bistro is serving up a full menu of breakfast favorites all day starting at 7 a.m., including $5, $7, and $9 specials. Get it to go or linger over cups of fresh brewed coffee. Breakfast at the Empty Cup in downtown Marysville.
Thursday is Black Squirrel Night in Marysville with a trunk or treat downtown 4:30 till 7. Black Squirrels on Parade will highlight recently restored mascots in the Guesthouse Gardens, plus a kickoff of the 50th annual Black Squirrel Celebration. Bring your best carved pumpkin by the historic Union Pacific Depot Thursday, 10 to 4. Public display 4 until 9 with cash prizes. All ages and entries welcome. Don't miss a minute of the fun with the annual Black Squirrel Night Thursday in downtown Marysville. An invitation from these friendly merchants: RX Drug, Blue Valley Technologies, Bruce's Body Shop, Nordis Motors, Tension Envelope, and United Bank and Trust.
The Stros pull even and a late-game stunner in OKC. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Following an ugly blowout in Game 1, the Astros wasted no time teeing off on Braves ace Max Fried in Game 2 of the Fall Classic.
Pitch on the way. And that's a ground ball weakly hit. Goes past Fried. Albies will pick it up. Throw to first. Not in time. Tucker scores.
The call on KBME. Rookie Jose Siri answered and provided the Stros the lead by legging out an infield single in the second inning. He would score one batter later on an error by Braves outfielder Eddie Rosario as part of a four-run eruption for Houston. The Astros topped Atlanta 7-2 to even the World Series at one game apiece. Houston manager Dusty Baker said there was never a doubt in his mind the team would not fold.
They weren't worried. I mean, some people in this room thought the series is over already after one game, you know, but it's a seven-game series.
Game 3 in Atlanta tomorrow night. Kyle Beach has come forward as the John Doe who filed a lawsuit against the NHL's Chicago Blackhawks for mishandling sexual assault allegations he made against the team's former video coach, Brad Aldridge, back in 2010. Beach, who now plays professionally in Germany, came forward in an emotional interview with TSN.
I felt like I was alone and there was nothing I could do and nobody I could turn to for help. And I didn't know what to do. As a 20-year-old, I would never dream, or you could never imagine being put in this situation.
The league has fined the Blackhawks organization $2 million. General manager Stan Bowman and senior director of hockey operations Al McKissick both ousted from their roles on Tuesday. NBA, the league's youngest team, proved they can hang with the older crowd.
Rondo at three-quarter court. Whips it front court. Baisley steals it. Darius will gallop and dunk.
On WWLS, the Thunder rallied from 26 points down to stun the Lakers 123-115 for their first win of the season. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Eight-man football action Thursday night. Playoff games kicking off at 6. Hanover at Osborne live on FM 95.5. Frankfurt hosting Lakeside Downs. Stream feed on our website, KNDYRadio.com. And Axtell home to St. John's Tipton. Also Thursday, Washington County hosting Harrington. Lynn is home to Rock Hills. Those kick off at 7. Marysville's at southeast of Saline Friday. 7 o'clock kickoff on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Hanover State volleyball action. Matches at 11, 1, and 3. Live on FM 95.5 Friday.
State purpose of visit.
Well, looks like the old tractor's gonna kick the bucket this year.
Searching internet for new bucket.
No, I want to check insurance rates.
Sale located. Right now, get 20% off new bucket with code It's Raining Buckets.
Robots don't know you. We do. For more than 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has relied on relationships to get you the insurance coverage you need for your farm or ranch. Find a Farm Bureau agent at fbfs.com/protect. It's your future. Let's protect it.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Information updated by USDA's Economic Research Service shows 65% of Paycheck Protection Program for 2020 agriculture funds went to crop farms, the latter for livestock. Last year, farmers and ranchers could use forgivable loans from the program to help keep employees on the payroll and offset some of those operating costs. The maximum PPP loan was about 2.5 times the monthly average profit, plus payroll and eligible overhead expenses like the employer's share of insurance payments and unemployment taxes. If used on eligible expenses within the first 24 weeks of payment, PPP loans were fully forgiven. Individual Small Business Administration loan data indicate that almost 121,000 farm operations applied for a total of $6 billion in PPP loans in 2020. That accounted for about 17% of presumed eligible farm operations. Out of the total PPP loans paid to farm operations in 2020, $3.9 billion went to crop operations. The remaining $2.1 billion went to livestock operations. A new report reveals that providing U.S. farmers and ranchers access to fast, affordable, reliable broadband will increase sustainability. Funded by the United Soybean Board, the report says improved broadband will also allow more reliable and efficient food production for a growing population and strengthening America's rural communities. Megan Kaiser, USB Treasurer, said without a reliable connection to the Internet, data collection and its subsequent use is severely limited. Noting data is the most valuable tool for farmers, the report lays out 15 recommendations for delivering the high-speed Internet that farmers in rural communities need. Those recommendations focus on performance standard, fiber internet access, and addressing gaps in broadband coverage. That is Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
OCC's Paintworks is proud to support all local 4-H chapters and salutes the 4-H leaders for their contributions in training young people to be dependable and responsible American citizens with skills that will prepare them for a happy and fulfilling life. From OCC Paintworks, located 112 Main Street in Seneca. Everyone here at Axtell Trust Manufacturing Incorporated knows how important 4-H is and would like to salute the area 4-H clubs and club leaders for the valuable life, career, citizenship, and leadership skills they teach the young people of the community. Thank you so much from Axtell Trust Manufacturing Incorporated. Sheer Quality Furniture is proud of all the area 4-H members. The youth in 4-H learn positive, valuable life and career skills that will be a solid foundation for a successful future. From Sheer Quality Furniture in Beatrice, when you're ready for quality, you're ready for Sheer. Financing available.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier, starting off a Thursday morning today. Good morning. Market's opening up in just a little bit today as we saw some decent numbers in the markets yesterday. Started off kind of rocky and wrapped up relatively decent by the end of the day with the grain market. Livestock, a little bit of green on the board, but mostly mixed all over the place. The corn market definitely took off by the end of trading and saw some good numbers there. A lot of that with the continued export and harvest of the corn market. But at the same time, we have seen some changes in the ethanol production market as well, as gas prices have been skyrocketing for many people across the nation, largely because of inflation, but that inflation has been helping the corn market and many producers of ethanol. As according to the EIA, fuel ethanol production, they've seen changes of nearly 10,000 barrels per day up to nearly 1.1 million barrels per day. So with the additional production of that ethanol has definitely helped the corn market. We saw that yesterday in the markets as well by the end of the day. As we saw, December corn was up at 13.75 by the end to 557 and a quarter yesterday. Kansas City wheat was also in the green for December at 5.5 at 782 3/4. Oats, they were trending pretty consistent yesterday. December up by 4.5 at 711 even. In the bean market, they were playing a roller coaster yesterday, going up and down in the red and the green. They did wrap up slightly higher yesterday. Just a lot of small trading. November soybeans up 1.25 at 12.39 1/4. The bean meal for December up $4 yesterday to $3.30 and 90 cents. And the bean oil for December sitting down in the red 89 cents at 61.42. Cotton market, not a bad day yesterday as they traded pretty slowly until right towards the end and saw a jump and a spike right at the end there. December cotton was up $1.81 yesterday by the end of trading at 110 and 52 cents. Same for the March, up $1.77 there to 108 and 64 cents. We'll see what markets do when they open up today for a Thursday, as we see the anticipated export reports coming out from the USDA again that could influence the markets today. Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. AgriPro brand wheat variety AP18AX has proven itself again this year as a yield leader across the region. In addition to high yield potential, AP18AX has tolerance to aggressor herbicide for the control of tough winter annual grasses. AP18AX also brings the best wheat streak tolerance to the AgriPro lineup and good winter hardiness to the table. Call your local AgriPro associate for harvest data and to book your supply of AP18AX. Agronomic and performance data and a list of AgriPro associates is available at AgriProWheat.com.
Too many Kansans don't have access to the affordable high-speed internet they need to work, attend school, see the doctor, and avoid isolation. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit aarp.org/EBB, paid for by AARP.
Thursday is sale day. Marysville Livestock Incorporated. Recent rains going to hold the cattle numbers down a little bit today. 138 head among early consignments. The sale starts at 11 a.m. 12 nice young black cow-calf pairs. 15 black steers neighbors weighing 5 to 6. 40 black steers neighbors 5 to 6. 28 weighing 5 to 7. 43 black steers 850 to 9. They do expect a few other consignments, but a shorter run of cattle today. They will have for a dairy influence sale next week at Marysville Livestock Incorporated.
Are there any natural techniques that homeowners can use to keep mice at bay? We will offer up a few ideas on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, October 28th, the 301st day of the year. Country singer Brad Paisley and actress Julia Roberts were both born on this day. This is the time of year that mice are actively looking for a warm place to spend the winter. Common sense measures will eliminate most rodent problems, things like sealing up potential entry points, eliminating food sources, and checking containers you bring in from the garage. And after you've covered those bases, here's a suggestion for a natural deterrent. Mint. Rodents hate the fragrance. Placing the herb around your home's foundation may discourage the critters. But there is a catch. Mint will spread quickly and soon become a nuisance in the lawn. It's best to keep it in containers around your home's perimeter. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
7:31 from KNDY, 48 degrees, breezy already this morning. We'll have gusty winds throughout the day. We received right at 2 inches of rain here at studios in Marysville on Wednesday. Cooler highs in the middle 50s are on tap today.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Kansas State will oppose TCU on Saturday in Manhattan, Kansas, with a renewed positive attitude. The Wildcats, 4-3, 1-3 in the Big 12, came from 14 points down in the second half to defeat Texas Tech 25-24 last Saturday in Lubbock, Texas. The Wildcats outscored the Red Raiders 15-0 in the second half. TCU, on the other hand, fell for the fourth time in the past five games after a promising start to the season. The Horned Frogs, which are 3-4 overall, 1-3 in the Big 12, lost at home to West Virginia 29-17, getting outscored 16-3 in the final two-plus quarters. Kansas City Royals prospect Bobby Witt Jr. was named the Minor League Player of the Year on Monday by Baseball America. The 21-year-old shortstop spent time in both AAA and AA during the 2021 season. He led all minor leagues with 72 extra base hits and was fourth in the minors in home runs with 33. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
K-State fans, your Wildcats host TCU Saturday, October 30th for homecoming. Kickoff is set for 2:30 p.m. and tickets start at just $25 with a Wildcat 4-pack. Reserve your seats today at kstatesports.com or 1-800-221-CATS. Join us as the Cats host the Horned Frogs and we celebrate homecoming. Don't miss Big 12 football in Bill Snyder Family Stadium as K-State hosts TCU Saturday, October 30th. Go Cats!
Eight-man football action Thursday night. Playoff games kicking off at 6. Hanover at Osborne live on FM 95.5. Frankfort hosting Lakeside Downs. Stream feed on our website, KNDYRadio.com. And Axtell home to St. John's Tipton. Also Thursday, Washington County hosting Harrington. Lynn is home to Rock Hills. Those kick off at 7. Marysville's at southeast of Saline Friday. 7 o'clock kickoff on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Hanover State volleyball action. Matches at 11, 1, and 3. Live on FM 95.5 Friday.
KNDY.
Every time our eyes meet, this feeling inside me is almost more than I can take. Baby, when you touch me, I can feel how much you love me, and it just blows me away. I've never been this close to anyone or anything. I can hear your thoughts, I can see your dreams. I don't know how you do what you do. I'm so in love with you. It just keeps getting better.